Okay, so we are recording the call, so this way I can send it out to people who can't make this time. And just to start off, if you want to mute your phone, it's *6, and if you want to unmute, it's also *6. So that way, at least you'll be able to, if there's any background noise, not to worry too much about that and make it easier for other people too. So I just wanted to go around and ask people what some of the questions are. Obviously, in some areas I am not an expert, and I can point you in the right direction of different websites like the EDD and places like that where I have researched. And I do absolutely recommend that, this is my disclaimer, you do need to talk to experts around employment law and HR and laying people off. That's for sure. The law changed in January, and it's very different this year compared to other years that we've had in the past. So what you may have been doing in the past may not apply now. So just want to sort of clear up some of those things. But I have put together some different things. And one of the things that I know that I'm good at from over the years is how to turn things around and pivot as quickly as we can. Obviously, some things are just crazy in how things have just plummeted. And we all sort of know that we're supposed to have, that rainy day fund and everything, but sometimes that's already been used up. I was already talking to somebody earlier on who'd had a series of issues, and now, their rainy day fund is already gone, and so what can we do? So I've got some resources that I can point you in the right direction, some action steps, and some different things that while we are in shelter in place, that we can be working on to be proactive for when things do turn around, but also how can I help people right now with with the problems that they have? And so I just want to go around and find out, what some of those questions are. Some are definitely in and around employees. I see that. And I can point you to different people around some of that, and I can also point you some directions as well and give some kind of guidelines on those areas. But that's a tricky one as well. So, I want to be mindful about some of those areas. So does anyone have any other things that they would love me to be able to share as well or to be able to sort of cover some of these points?
I have a question. Now, you can continue to make prospecting calls. I mean, are you going to continue to call out on your leads, or is this a time where this is where you take a break on that?
And who am I talking to?
This is Christoph Nauer. I just joined a couple of minutes ago.
Hi, Christoph.
Hi, I'm a business coach, so.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm going to say to people right now is absolutely contact your clients, be in communication. That is a high priority, especially as a business coach, Christoph. If you're having anything like I'm having right now, people need you. And your clients need you right now. And that's super important. The people that you have, try and look after them as best you can. Reach out to them all, communicate with them. And I would say by phone as well as by email. A lot of people are getting inundated with email currently, and so a call is very helpful. Also, if you're in the middle of projects, remember some people are being laid off right now too. We have that in our family. My son-in-law has just been laid off. And so there's different things, different resources there that sort of pool together and see what you can do there. But yeah, the more proactive that you can be in that area, and that's something I'll cover sort of later on about prioritizing and getting proactive, because this too shall pass. I've been through several decades of this. I hate to say it that I'm that old that I have in business, But, you know, each thing that occurs in business, there's going to be another one, and then there'll be another one. And for those of us who've been around the block a bit in business, well, yeah, this is a different one. But, you know, it creates a recession, it creates a turmoil, that some things are sudden, like 9/11, that was another one that was a sudden impact and people didn't see coming. But they're cyclical, that they will appear sometimes faster and with different consequences. And so there is a pattern around some of the things that we can then do to help. And right now it's reaching out to clients. And Jack, you were saying, I know you've got business has stopped right now, but people feel kind of dirty when they go out to the shop to get some shopping and different things like that. So hygiene and cleanliness is something there, as an example, that maybe you can get out there to emails to some of your clients, maybe call some of them up and say, if you have a spillage or if you have a stain, here's some products I suggest you get in. Just to stay in communication right now is key for some of these things. Yet you may not be able to go in and clean carpets or anything, but you know what? Some people still are.
Marketing and stuff in the time of emergency support for the...
Okay, we've got someone in the background who can push *6 to be on mute and then unmute by *6 as well so that we don't get any background noise. That would be helpful. Okay, any other questions? So should I be calling people? Yes, absolutely. This is not a time to go into hibernation. Obviously, your family comes first, and dealing with your own situation from that aspect. But this is a place where we can all be resources in different ways and be in touch with people. So should I be calling? Absolutely. Should I be marketing? Absolutely. You just turn that marketing into a different approach. So like for Jack with carpet cleaning, can't necessarily go into some houses right now, but there may be some opportunities, Jack, where you can. And so I would look and see where maybe there's a linking up with someone who's in disaster preparedness stuff. You know, someone has a water leak. You know, we've just had a water heater break. You know, so there's certain industries that are essential. And so reach out to those essential industries and see how you can tag on to some of their needs. Again, some construction in California, some construction is classified as non-essential, but apparently, from what I hear, residential house building is classified as essential because of the housing shortage. So again, there may be some areas there where if you're in construction, you can reach out into those, or trades, you can reach out into some of those areas as well. So there are opportunities. Some of them may be delayed. Other questions that people have that I can add into the mix?
Elaine, this is Kurt. Could I just chime in really fast on
yes,
that
you can.
Topic? Okay. I work in business technology, so we're kind of been prepping for this. So our sales is ramping up right now, to be perfectly honest. We're putting more in, but it's not so much that we're trying to sell to customers or to businesses. We're actually trying to reach out with a helping hand. There's a lot of businesses that are suddenly forced to go work from home, and one of the biggest things I'm seeing is the current providers that they're with are just doing things very sloppily, and it's opening them up to a lot of cyber attacks. So our concern is reaching out to businesses, not so much, hey, look at us, we can do stuff for you. It's ask some questions. See if they're you know, being supported, because the last thing, and how I'm approaching it, the last thing we need is more businesses to go out of business during this time frame. And if there's anything we can do to help a business survive, help the leaders survive through this time of turmoil, that makes it a winning thing in the end. I'm also reaching out to my centers of influence. I'm actually going to be doing a webinar in about 10 days with a large insurance company and a large HR company. It's a half-hour session. We're each doing 10 minutes of questions you should ask your current providers to make sure you're covered in these things, and then it's going to be a virtual networking session afterwards. So I'm fully engaged in making sure that these things are covered and talked about. I know that I'm not potentially looking at sales for 4 to 8 weeks, even though I am in like business technology, IT. I'm looking at making sure that the companies that I'm talking to have that aspect at least in the back of their mind and that they're covered. And if they're not, then we can be the resource for them or be there afterwards.
There's a few things in and around that as we jump into that. Maybe, Kirk, you can send me the information for that webinar, and I can send it out to the people who have registered here today, so that if they want some help on that, I can share.
Yeah, I'll have that next week. I'll have that next week. I'm kind of putting the touches on that, but thank you.
Yeah. Some points as we're back onto a sort of employee side of things, so we'll jump into that right now. There's certain things, if you have employees working from home, that really must be taken care of. Along with Kirk saying about this, there's the compliance. Some industries, if you've got people working outside of the office environment, you've got confidentiality agreements that you really need to have in place with your employees, and security information, you know, the information that is secure. So, you know, some ways of working cannot be just done over email, or if they are, they've got to be encrypted, or you've got to use other formats to keep the company safe. Right now, it's about keeping the employer and the company safe. Your employees, if they're working from home, apparently need to have insurance as well, so that if they trip over a computer lead or if they do something at home while they're working for you, that they are covered. So there's some areas around there, because I was just on an employment law virtual a webinar around some of these things. These are the things that came up. It's important to protect your clients. It's important to protect your company. So look out for some of those things. If you're leasing buildings, look and see what clauses you have for what is called force majeure. When it's a disaster, there are certain things that are in your clause that can be valuable to you and work against you. So look and see what's in there. If you have rental space and office space that you're thinking, I can't handle all of this, look and see what's there. So if you need some help with, I know commercial realtors and such like are usually happy to take a look at your lease agreements and everything to see. So there's some sort of lease agreement options there that, you know, sometimes we forget about them, but there may be options there to defer payments, or there may be things that you've got the get out of jail card free or not, as the case may be. So, you know, if you're looking at a pinch around some things like that, look and see if you have any clauses in your leases. And the lease clause that I'm thinking of is called force majeure. Around that, hours. If you've got employees working as non-exempt and they are on an hourly rate, how are you being accountable for their clock time in, time out? These are some areas where we become vulnerable again as an employer, and really must pay attention to some of those things. If you're laying people off, California employees may qualify for the 1 week of from the changes in the law right now, and they may, if you look on the EDD, and I've got again, there's a link that I've got specifically for the coronavirus, which I'll send out, but this is for employers and employees. If you're filing for unemployment and you're laying off staff, there's some things around that where they'll only have to wait 1 week because this is classified as a disaster, so they won't have to wait a long time. That being said, if you are laying people off, make sure they have that website information too, so that they can apply straight away. Now, of course, if you're working around general contractors, independent contractors, I mean, be mindful if you're an employer around that, because, again, the law changed in January, and the last thing you want to do is say to an independent contractor that they're not going to be working for you anymore and you're cutting their hours, and then them start wanting to file for unemployment, and now you find yourself in a situation where they should have been an employee all along, which will open up another can of worms. So these are some of the areas where I highly, highly recommend that you talk to an HR professional or an employment law attorney before taking some of these actions. Sometimes a knee-jerk reaction can come back and bite us. So it's about, don't make rash decisions. Have a look first and see where you might be liable and where there might be other consequences. Again, if you're laying people off, be mindful about people taking on, you know, the discrimination side. California is not an employer-friendly state from that aspect. And so this is an area I highly recommend you seek proper advice before laying anyone off, and do it the right way and have somebody else do it for you from that level. Are there any other questions in and around employees and employment? Was this helpful information? Does this create another level of awareness about some of the different things that you might not have thought of?
Hi, this is Kirk. Yes, it does. And then one additional thing is people who are working from home, if you are looking for ways to see their activity, there are ways of installing services to make sure that, you know, if they're active, they're doing the correct things as opposed to incorrect things. And so I know that sometimes that goes into Big Brother realm, but we're kind of in a new realm. And so that could be something that can be looked into as well. But yeah, it's very good about the employees. So thank you so far.
The other thing around that is your, create a remote work policies that should be in place when you have people that are working remotely, whether they are exempt or non-exempt. And what I mean by exempt or non-exempt, that is are they salaried or are they hourly rated people? But you need a policy in your handbook around remote work and how they should be doing that, because again, you've got to be able to police their breaks and the work that they're doing, because again, you don't want someone saying, well, I couldn't get off the phone, I couldn't take my break because I was on the phone with a client, and now you find yourself liable for overtime or breaks and such like. So set a policy in place in and around that, you know, are they working 4 hours a day, are they working 6 hours a day? Again, if you limit certain things, you're okay. If you don't, there's consequences behind that too, around breaks and everything. But as I say, these are areas that's super, super important to sort of look out for around that. I know some people are saying that business has stopped completely. I understand that. I see that with quite a lot of people right now. It's about how can you reinvent yourself and how can you get creative. So some of the things may be a little different in your approach, but let's see what some of those things can be. Whose business has kind of completely stopped other than Jack's? Other than Jack's business, where as a carpet cleaner, you know, some ideas, as I said earlier, was seeing how you can get into people who are dealing with different, I'm going to call them disaster situations, you know, water leaks, such like, where things need to be done as well. And maybe the elderly, because sometimes, you know, the world may be stopping in a certain way, but in other ways it doesn't. And so maybe reaching out to where the elderly are living then maybe a bigger need for carpet cleaning in and around that area, and seeing how you can get in touch with people. Unfortunately, with the death rate rising, there's another area, again, where there may be a need for cleaning carpets, cleaning furniture, etc. You know, it's a somber thought, but, you know, it's another area to maybe think of, Jack, from your perspective there. And then from a marketing perspective, looking to see what you can do in and around homemade, you know, sanitizers and homemade areas, such as, you know, onion is a great bacterial and viral deterrent. Vinegar is, bleach is. If they can't get hold of those, have they got lavender essential oils? Look for some of the homemade remedies that our grandparents and great-grandparents used to use. You know, what can they do with bicarb? You know, if the dog's done something on the carpet or the cat's done something, what are some remedies that they can have or things that they can do as fixes between now and then that you can use on social media or send out to your client base or on newsletters and such like, where it's kind of an instant approach to sort of doing that. Is that kind of helpful for you, Jack, in giving you a bit of activity to do to move forward on some of things?
I am muted. very helpful. No, I like, you've come up with some good ideas. I've jotted them down. Let me tell you a little, with the home service, here's what, I think we're in transition. And when I say that, I think like many of us, you know, it's like a pendulum. We reacted. Many residential people, they're unsure. They're fearful, mm-hmm. especially the elderly, and rightfully so, about having
right.
people in their homes. What we've done
yeah.
is we've done an e-blast to them for those that have emails. And that was about 2,500 people.
Right.
And we set up the protocol. We are an essential service. So we set up a
right.
protocol that suggested, first off, it's on them to decide whether they want us to help them. I
yes.
don't want to get into, crossing the powers that be somehow or other.
Right.
Be up there. So we've thrown it back to the customer. Secondly, we have taken and we've noted about 6 different safeguards we will take entering their home. We're asking them to
right.
respect that and actually vacate. We're saying, look, if you
yeah.
want to do
perfect.
In your
go house, for a walk.
Go for a walk. Yes.
Yeah.
You can't go to a bar.
Yeah.
So, that's out.
No, go for a walk and, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
So,
yeah.
That's one thing, and I think we'll continue. You've given some great ideas in terms of keep plugging away, not intrusively.
Yeah.
A newsletter,
yeah.
helpful hints. I think that's great. The
yeah.
other part of our business is the apartment side and or homes that are for rent, and that is an essential element. And so,
yeah.
again, same thing. We are, that business is sort of keeping us barely alive. Because the vacant apartments are a critical element to housing people, period.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
So again, we've employed certain, we've reached out, we've employed certain protocols that we are maintaining for everybody's protection. And,
yeah.
but anyway, enough said. I'm,
yeah.
all these ideas, I'm making a list and they're very helpful. Thank you.
Good, good. The other thing is as well, set an intention about, because if you say you've got so many people that are on email, you've probably got people with phone calls as well that you can call as well. So set an intention about how many calls you're going to make each day to your bank of clients and prospects that you haven't been in touch with, just to reassure them in and around what you're doing and how you might be of service, even if it's not now, but, you know, some educational tips, some different things. We can all do this in our industries. Dan, with your hardwood floors and everything, Maybe there's some things, again, you can do in and around hygiene for people to keep their floors clean, things that they shouldn't use on their wooden surfaces, because, again, this is, you know, some of the things that they do, what they should be doing to protect their home and their floors from, you know, people slipping, for example, if they're elderly and now they're at home more with kids around them or dogs around. There's all sorts of different things that you can do there. My little grandson last night, bless his little cotton socks, went and tried to stick a penny in the electric cave, in the electric plug. You know, you've got kids at home, they're going to do things that they're now curious about that they haven't been at home around before. And now it's like, okay, so safety tips around kids are things that are great ways for staying in touch and just giving the idea, you know, the baseboards and things like that, that may be loose, or plug sockets that are close to the floor, or, you know, grates that are linked with the carpet that can easily be popped up, and teddies and cars and all sorts of stuff around them. So look and see how you can be helpful and resourceful about bringing an awareness for families with kids at home when they're not used to it and they're all getting under one another's feet. So there's some different things there. Another thing to do if you're making a lot more calls more than regular is check out your data plan, because that can change. For example, I've just taken on a plan because we talk a lot over the internet, which is free services with our family and everything in England. But because some of the internet is getting a little bit overridden, I'm sort of going to phone calls and also giving them the opportunity to call us as well more. And so I've gone literally from a plan that is now $15 a month to the UK and some countries, because I have clients in other countries too and other counties and different places. And it's going to impact your data plan. So look and see what your data plan currently is so that you don't have a shock at the end of the month. But mine went from $3 a minute to $15 a month. So, you know, if I'm calling people regularly outside of the country because, you know, you think, oh, the internet's not working very well, like this morning, you know, we had the call situation this morning where they had such an influx and overwhelm of services that we weren't actually able to get on. And so look and see again how your data plan may need to change or something along that line. How can you do virtual meetings? Zoom is a great option. There's many different apps, provided you can get onto those. I mean, I wondered about doing Zoom this morning, but then thought the conference call would have actually been easier than the Zoom, because I know a lot of people have been sort of having, I mean, I've done quite a few Zoom calls already and meetings and everything, but sometimes that kind of chugs out a bit too. So I thought a conference call would be easier, which is why I chose this option, and for people on the go as well who maybe are trying to put their kids in front of a video on a laptop and then can't get onto it, I was thinking a call might be an easier option. But, you know, you haven't got a crystal ball sometimes in some areas to know. So we work around these things and to see. So routines have changed. Things have changed. You've got people in the house that you didn't have before. Maybe you're not in your office or you're the only one in the office. And so create yourself a schedule. Create a different routine, one that now applies to being really proactive with your clients, really proactive with your prospects, and staying in communication the best way you can. So by time blocking your time, reallocating time to clients and family, remember family's there. If you've got kids around or grandkids, you know, what can you do to support them? Or if you're not seeing them for a while because you're sheltered in place and they're sheltered in place and you can't get to them, One of the things that we're going to be doing is FaceTiming and playing Snakes and Ladders with our grandkids so that we get to do that with them so that they still get to see us. So if we've got kids and grandkids in other states and other places, this is a time that it's about, we may have physical distancing, but we can still stay socially connected. So we can reach out to friends. We had a Wine Wednesday yesterday at 5 o'clock with some of my business colleagues where we were on the Zoom call together and we could see one another. We all had a glass of wine and we were strategizing how we could help some local businesses, how we could come up with some different ideas and see what we could do to stay connected with different people. So that was just one thing that we did yesterday. And that was with people, funnily enough, that were supposed to be initially local, but it ended up becoming across different states too. So that was fun in and around that. Are there other questions that people have that they want me to answer as I go into some of these different things that I've come up with? What other things are you worried about, concerned about, or you see an opportunity even and you're not quite sure how to handle it? Because, again, there are opportunities out there. We just have to search for them.
Elaine, this is Christoph. I have a friend who is with the Comerica Bank, and they're currently offering a 20-month 0% credit card. And so that might be, you know, 20 months, that might be helpful for some business owners. Can tie them over during these challenging times. So if you like, you know, I can email you that information, then maybe you can forward it to anybody who's on the call and who might be interested.
Yes, that would be lovely. On that score as well, this is classified as a disaster. And so a couple of things to note. That the IRS, and I'm going to send some of these resources out with the links to the different places. So the IRS, if you haven't heard already, have extended payment deadlines to be to the 15th of July. You still have to file your taxes by April 15th, and obviously March 15th has gone, but by April 15th, you still have to file your taxes. But I've got the link for the IRS here that I'll send out. But check for updates and changes of information on their website and reach out to your CPA, financial advisor as well, because there's definitely things in and around that. I have some good connections with different banks who are able to offer loans, credit cards, and HELOCs as well. And different ways of qualifying for those. So I can put you in touch with the right people depending on what you're looking for. There's different people I know around that. And then I also have some people who have restaurants and such like who are doing different meal packages and catering companies that are offering produce. So, again, if there are things that you want to know about, just let me know and I can send you that information on meat packaging or meals from restaurants that are sort of doing takeout meals and things as well. Also, check if you have got kids that's in school or in childcare facilities that have closed down. They've still got the meals and some of them are offering to their students and their clients, offering free lunches and such like until their supplies run out because they've got food and they've got things there, so they're offering it. So reach out to the daycare places that your kids go to and other facilities because that can also be a bit of a help from some of those sorts of things as well. So there's some other ones. The SBA are offering funding programs and disaster assistance, so businesses can apply for loans from the SBA, and they have resources during the disaster time. The EDD have got all sorts of things on their website, so I've got that there. As I say, really important for people for filing unemployment. and that, but we've already had a bit of that conversation there. The Chamber, the U.S. Chamber have some different resources as well. So I've got that link there to support businesses. And then some other programs that the government have put out there for California around that. But here's a few things that I'm going to suggest as well in a minute. Let's ask some more questions. But then I've got some things, what to do while sheltering in place, some practical things to do. So that you can be proactive, stay active, and that. So I'll go into those in a minute. Any other questions or concerns regarding business, what you might be doing, or where you're feeling a little overwhelmed or wondering, oh, goodness, what on earth do I do now, or what should I do next?
Elaine, this is Kirk. I've got to jump off to another call. But okay. I wanted to bring up that you can actually get a like a digital library card, and you can get lead lists from the library through that service. And then if you look
right.
for essential services like electricians, plumbers, they're all active. They may need carpet work done. But if you can compile that list, put it in an Excel spreadsheet, and then cipher it out, that's a free thing. And then the one other thing is with credit cards, I know for a fact that American Express will waive finance charge, late fees, and maybe even payments. They're big in the news right now on that. So I wanted to throw that out there. Elaine, I appreciate
right.
the
Thanks,
phone call.
Yeah.
And if you know, if anyone has any questions or concerns, technology-based, Elaine has my contact information. I want to be a resource for everyone at that time. So if you, your friends, anyone needs some assistance or questions, feel free to hit me up. And I appreciate that, and I look forward to future calls. I apologize that I have to dump off, though.
No worries, Kirk. Hope this was helpful, too, and thank you for your input. Every bit
thank
of collaboration
you.
Is good right now.
Great. Thank you, Elaine.
Cool. You are welcome. Okay. Other people on the call, anything else that you want to cover from that?
This is Christoph again. Do you think it might be a time for to look at discounting your services or looking at ways to do future payment plans or anything like that?
Future payment plans are always a good idea. That's an opportunity. Down to you about discounting or what you want to do or if you want to do anything. You know, like I'm doing this, this is a resource for people to help in times of need, to sort of see how you can collaborate with other people to sort of make a difference. They're important. Payment plans, that's definitely something that is an option if you wanted to do that. Right now it's about being creative around some different things that you may want to do. But be careful if you are taking future payments that you are setting up a payment plan with people and that you have a contract and an agreement in place. And also that you're not putting yourself at risk by having to purchase certain things to cover that as well. So be mindful about your expenses that occur in and around some of those different things.
Okay.
From that aspect. I think it's really important that, you know, right now some people could be taking it as a, you know, okay, I'm home, and so their business is sort of going into hibernation, but I'm going to say no, create a routine, get dressed, get up, be in business attire, and create boundaries around, right, it's 5 o'clock, I'm stopping work, and then put your jeans on or your sweatpants on or whatever. If you're feeling particularly low or worried, one of the things that can help is exercise. And so creating an exercise routine, there are so many different free apps and free things that you can do on the internet, but you can go for a walk or you can go for a run or, you know, you can make those activities with your kids and grandkids as well so that it makes it fun to do that. We did this, actually all the family did it last year when I did my 30-day challenge and it was a no matter what, I did a 30-day challenge, some kind of exercise, and I got all the different weights out and got some different things out, and the grandkids and my daughter, and we were all exercising, because there's all sorts of things that you've got around the house. If you haven't got physical weights and things, there are all sorts of things that you can use around the house and get creative, but you can also make it fun. Doing activities at home together, you know, the laundry, folding things, dishwasher. You can make all of these family activities where you're chatting about different things, because kids actually are worried right now. They sense what's going on, even if they're not really understanding it. And so having some different conversations in and around that is important. Reaching out to the elderly, reaching out to family and friends is important. But this is also a time for catch-up. So if you're time blocking and you're putting some time together around different activities, how about learning something within your industry, catching up with some CEUs, catching up with some different things that you've wanted to learn about? I went for a run yesterday and I'm learning Spanish. So first thing in the morning, I did a run, and while I was running, I was learning Spanish. So you can use it as an opportunity where you may have had early morning meetings and different things to change up your plan and do something so that at the end of the day, you felt as if you've accomplished something. When you're doing these sorts of things, it also sparks new creative ideas around what you want to do. Virtual meetings and collaborating with strategic partners. Again, if you're connecting with strategic partners, create an agenda on how you can help one another and have a time schedule attached to that. That's important. Your commute time, if you were commuting, now becomes exercise time and things like that. Bookkeeping, if you're doing your own bookkeeping, you can catch up and get a head start on Q1 if you haven't started Q1 or you're still wading through last year's stuff. All important things. Filing, clearing the desk, bookkeeping, admin duties, any kind of catch-up stuff like that is important to do some of those sorts of things. If you're into health and wanting to reduce stress, there's different breathing exercises that you can do. You can find a lot of them online as well, and so some of those are things that you can do as well in and around meditation and stress relief along that line. So I'm going to give you some action steps to look at as well in a minute, and I'm just going to ask again, is there any other questions or anything else that you want me to talk about? Okay, so here's some action steps that you can look at. First of all, what is one thing that you're going to do differently today? What is one thing that you're going to complete by the end of the week? What is one thing that you're going to start doing that you've been putting off and haven't had time for? Who is one business colleague you're going to call and reach out to? Who is one family member you're going to call? And who is one friend you are going to call? Because socializing in that respect is really important. If you've got elderly neighbors, elderly relatives, stay in touch with them. Stay connected with them, because this is a time where they could start getting low and running down if they're not interacting with people. So look out for how you can socialize with people and still be physically distant. Okay. So there's some different things there. And then here's some different things to do once you get off of the phone. And you can send this to me as well. I can see how I can help you. I've got 7 different steps here on how to prioritize and be proactive. The first thing is brain dump everything that's on your mind. Just get a piece of paper or use your laptop or whatever it is you like to do and brain dump absolutely everything that's on your mind. Is it marketing? Is it finances? Is it sales? Is it dealing with things that are at home? You know, getting some different food in? You're running out of different essentials. What are some of those things that are bothering you and that you know need doing? You know, is this now the time to clean out the garage or clean out your closet or, you know, all sorts of different things that you could be doing and using your time wisely. So do a big brain dump of everything there and then divide those things into what are business and what are personal. You could use a highlighter or you can transfer them. If you're using a computer, you can transfer them onto a different sort of page. Now go through them and see what are urgent and what are important. Some of the things like the taxes, that might be urgent, but the bookkeeping, you know, that's important but often gets left behind. And what things can wait that are on your list? So you kind of want things, 3 colors. I tend to use a highlighter for this. You know, what's urgent, what's important, what can wait. And then take the urgent things and the important things and estimate a time towards them. Estimate a cost to them. What's the first thing that you're going to do? And then create a timeline for the rest. So what can you do over the next 7 days? What can you do over the next 2 weeks? We're supposed to be in place, shelter in place for 3 weeks. So what can you do for 3 weeks? And then what if it goes to 4 weeks of shelter in place? Then what happens? And then also what happens if we're sort of back out into the real world in 3 weeks' time? What's the first thing that's going to be important? How have you stayed in touch with clients? How have you stayed in touch with employees that you had to lay off? How are you staying constantly connected to different people and different situations? Create a phone tree. Create a level of connection. WhatsApp is great for some of those things as well. But as I say, be mindful around employees and such like on how you do that. It may be that you can make the statement that you would love to hire them back in 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time or whatever, but double check with your HR person and your employment law attorney about what you can and can't say, what you can and can't do. Sometimes our heart and our emotions can get in the way of what's good for business. Sometimes we can say the wrong things and it can come back to bite us and not protect the business. Whereas sometimes if you don't say anything, it's actually better. And then you can sort of hire people back later on at another time. So re-engineer, reprioritize. What's going to happen over the next 3 weeks? There is a lot of opportunity out there, and so this next 3 weeks should really be about gearing up to what you want to do once all of this is gone, and how have you stayed connected to people and supported the people around you. Any other questions?
No, thank you. That was very helpful.
Cool. And I'm here. I'm going to reach out again if people need me and see how people are doing. If this was helpful, then let me know what things specifically you found helpful and what things you've come up with based around the creativity of how you can reinvent yourself and what you can do in the next 3 weeks. So stay connected. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere particularly. I'm here to help. And with that, I think we can come to a close. And let's say, just let me know what you found helpful, and I'll send out this list to everyone as well.
Yeah, I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you so much.
You're all welcome. Right. And this too will pass. I know it's it's very, very stressful right now on how we handle things and how we get through this next month, maybe 2 months. But as I say, if you need resources, let me know. I have a worldwide network, so I'm here to sort of help wherever I can. Okay. Go be proactive, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's good. Thank you, Elaine.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye now.